Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I was looking on my phone to grab the year that that song came out, because I like to give that information when we play our morning banger. But I was looking up something totally different on my phone, and... Did you look? Did you see what that was?
What, you looked up on your phone?
Yeah.
No, what was it? Jordan!
Thong underwear. Yeah.
Why were you looking up those?
Okay, because masks are required now.
Yeah.
Basically everywhere. I mean, starting tomorrow, it's really going to be, but like, you just got to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in my building, including the security guards, everybody's wearing them. You got to wear them to even go check your mail and everything, and... It's just really funny because I've noticed when people pull their mask out of their pocket to put it on, it always looks like we're carrying around thong underwear.
Oh.
Because it's got like the two straps and then it's like this dainty little piece of cloth. It just looks like we're all carrying around underwear. And
yes.
So I wanted to make sure it was the right underwear. But yeah, it looks like anytime someone pulls their mask out of their pocket to put on, which apparently you're not supposed to do, you're supposed to... put it in a plastic bag, but it looks like someone's pulling some like thong underwear out of their pocket.
And then putting it up to their nose and sniffing it before they put it on their ears.
Way to make it gross, Chris. Yes.
Well, that's where you got to put it to your face before you make it effective.
The good thing, there is a, besides the fact that it keeps, I'm putting this in air quotes, keeps us extra safer with wearing a mask. I noticed a benefit living downtown and wearing a mask.
What?
Especially in the summer. Now the River Market smell, like the toilet smell, is a little less strong. Now when I've got a piece of cloth I'm breathing into. It still smells
it's
like
still
a toilet.
There.
Yeah, but it's just a little less strong. So when I walk out to my car in the morning... It's kind of nice.
You always have to focus on the positives in life.
Yeah, instead of like sitting there in the room with the toilet, it's like the toilet's in another room. You know what I mean?
What more can you ask for?
With River Market, I don't know. I really don't know. But as everyone's wearing masks and stuff, as this whole thing has created its own unique look, words, the whole COVID thing, it's giving me an idea that... In my head, I just picture in 20 years what the kids will be wearing as Halloween costumes to represent COVID.
Like what?
Like wearing a mask. Like they show, I picture these 20-year-old kids in like 20 years showing up to a party wearing a mask and they're like, oh, dude, you're 2020. That year sucked. Or like just having red X's or I don't know, something that. Spaces you 6 feet apart. You don't picture the
Halloween costume. Some, but will that be appropriate?
Yeah, that'll be appropriate. It's definitely better than some of the costumes that people have been wearing in the past. The pictures are resurfacing of now, yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
You and I are almost a good 6 feet apart. Plus, we love to walk in here and just sanitize the hell out of this studio. So we're doing good. You can hear the mask if we wear it on the show. So we are going out on a limb here, but also trying to be safe because masks are definitely a thing now. You've got some updates, local ones.
Yeah. So Jackson County does require a mask. Wyandotte County requires it. Clay County starts Sunday. And Johnson County will decide at 11 a.m. today whether they will require masks.
You know when you have a child that refuses to do something, so you have to get really creative about how you're going to get them to do something?
Yeah.
You know, like Elf on the Shelf.
Okay,
it's like, be good or that Elf on the Shelf is going to tell Santa.
Manipulation?
Basically.
Okay.
Or, like, eat your spinach. You're going to grow up strong like Popeye. You know?
You've got
to eat that spinach. You're going to get big muscles like Popeye.
Okay.
I feel like someone did that to a certain person. It's all over the news right now. And was like, I know you're refusing to wear your mask, but when you put it on, you look like the Lone Ranger.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends.
Wow, July is flying by. It is July 2nd.
Yeah, we've only got, was it 30 or 31 in July?
I don't remember the song live on air. No math and no referencing songs that I forgot on air. It is Thursday 2nd, and Chris has On This Day in History. Let's kick it off with what happened on this day in 2017.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie causes an uproar after he is spotted on the beach after he shut down the beaches. Here's Chris Christie's response.
What a great bit of journalism by the Star-Ledger. They actually caught a politician being where he said he was going to be with the people he said he was going to be with. They caught me.
Talk about deflecting the blame.
Right? That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's just as bad as when Clinton goes, I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. Wow! It's somehow the journalist's fault that he shut down the beaches but then was on it? Oh my God. This is exactly what's wrong with politics.
Right?
I'm telling you.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. You've got to live by the... All you got to do is live by the rules that you set. Why is that so hard?
On this day in 2002... Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to fly solo around the world in a balloon. Here's what Steve thought of the trip.
Oh, it was very, I thought it was a very successful flight. I was really happy with the way it worked out.
What are you going to do now that you're back?
Relax.
You didn't get enough time to relax? Not 300 years it took to take a balloon across the world?
And he was to die a few years later in a plane crash.
Guess he liked those balloons.
He did. On this day in 1995, Forbes magazine reported that Bill Gates was the world's richest documented man, worth $13 billion.
Jeff Bezos from Amazon kicked him off of that spot. Most recently, Bill Gates is second. Warren Buffett is number four.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a story, I just Googled it to make sure that it was true, that his wife gives him $3.17 for breakfast every morning, and he does the drive-thru to McDonald's and gives them exact change and gets his breakfast. The fourth richest man in the world.
Why would he need any more than $3.17 for what it costs?
That's what he has for breakfast every day, $3.17?
He's
McDonald's?
A frugal man.
He is a frugal man. But then, like, what are you going to do with the riches after you're dead?
Right. Can't take it with you.
Yeah.
On this day in local history in 1993... the Royals renamed the stadium Kauffman after their founder.
I went on the website. It still says, quote, I love this, regular season is anticipated to begin on July 23rd or 24th. Is anticipated to begin. Well, I mean, that's the realest way I think I've heard anything put that has been affected by COVID.
We hope. On this day in 1979... statistically, this woman has a shortened urethra. But after our discussion, Jordan, yes, humanistically, she does have a peepee.
Why are you bringing this up?
Susan B. Anthony.
Hell yeah.
Her dollar was issued and she was the first woman on an American coin.
And that, Buzz family, is how you have a civil discussion where two people don't see eye to eye, but yet both can agree on the outcome, finally. Mm-hmm. She does statistically have a shortened urethra. But everybody's got a pee-pee.
Yep. On this day in 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signs a Civil Rights Act of 1964 meant to prohibit racial segregation. Here's LBJ.
My fellow American, I am about to sign into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Its purpose is to promote a more abiding commitment to freedom and a deeper respect for human dignity.
And according to the history books we all learned in, once he did that, everything was fine. Not the truth.
Racism was ended. No.
On this day in 1964. Not the truth, according to our history books.
On this day in 1962, the first Walmart store opened in Rogers, Arkansas.
Isn't there a tie to Missouri with the Walmart family? Like, they made a museum or something?
That's in Bentonville, Arkansas, which is the state right below us, Jordan.
Oh, my God. Dude.
What?
I still don't know where we live.
We're in the middle of the United States. You need to know our surrounding states.
You remember we went to Billie Eilish last year?
Yeah.
Then we were waiting to meet her backstage, and there was a giant picture of the states, but no states were labeled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was you. It was either you or Snow Cone goes like, all right, Jordan, you've been here for a year. Which state do we live in? And I pointed, and it was Kansas.
Yeah, not the correct one.
And there was a star on Missouri.
Oh, I'm bad at this.
Do you know how long my voyage would have taken if I had gone with Lewis and Clark?
If you would have been their navigator?
Yes. Yeah, so, all right, give me this map. I got this, Lewis and Clark. I got this.
It would have been the failed expedition of Lewis and Clark, and it would have been another one that had to find you guys.
I'd get shot in the butt. I'd be the one that gets shot in the butt. You suck at this.
On this day in 1939, at Mount Rushmore, Teddy Roosevelt's face was dedicated. Here's FDR.
And let us hope that at least they will give us the benefit of the doubt. That they will believe that we have honestly striven in our day and generation to preserve a decent land to live in.
I've watched a lot of documentaries on Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a narcissist. So in my head, I picture this. All right, we got enough space for one more person on this rock thing. Who should it be? How about me?
He would have said that he was the only president to have four terms. And then as soon as he died, the Congress was like, we're going to limit that to two.
Who would we put? I know who I'd put. If there was another, like, space for someone.
On Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Who would you put?
Who do you think?
I mean, Miss Swift?
Yes, duh. No, myself. No. Hey.
That'd be interesting.
Joan, you know who Silver we should next? Put? No, you. For Martin Luther King Jr. All right, we need another rock for that thing. Let's do this.
On this day in 1937, Amelia Earhart was last heard over the Pacific Ocean as she attempted the first equatorial flight around the world. Here is Betty, who heard that last transmission.
The first thing I heard was, this is Amelia Earhart. That startled me. She said it several times, and I recognized that voice when I heard it.
Because they all had that funny accent back in the day. No, this is the day that Amelia Earhart was last heard.
Yeah.
On this day in 1937.
And who knows if she made it.
In my head, I picture maybe she's hanging out somewhere with Tupac and Elvis. Not in the afterlife, probably. But like some witness protection plan or something.
Private Island?
Yeah, we're like, I don't really want to be famous anymore, so let's just, I'll do this.
Heard that. On this day in local history, 1919, Missouri becomes the 11th state to ratify the 19th Amendment, granting suffrage to women.
That word
is weird.
Right. So I looked it up. Because suffrage, I mean, it's true. All we do is suffer as ladies. And if you don't believe me, let me punch you in your nether regions for 5 days straight, okay? But suffrage goes back to Latin, and it means to vote, not to suffer. So it has nothing to do with suffering.
There's a lot of young children that are like, why would they want the women to suffer?
Grab a newspaper from, like, 30 years ago. You'll see, kids. I wonder if I could get that as my personalized license plate.
Suffrage?
Yeah. What's wrong with me? All right, unofficial holidays, please.
UFO Day today to recognize all the unidentified flying objects flying in our space. Which may or may not be real, which may or may not be government programs. We don't know.
We'll never know. See, this is why we need deathbed confessions. So I'm a big fan of deathbed confessions. Oh, yeah, that was a UFO.
It is also Anisette Day, which is the seed what black licorice comes from. You ever had absinthe?
Yes. I got it 1 year for New Year's. Did not know what it tasted like.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful because I hate black licorice.
Not good.
And so I was like, ugh, does anybody want this absinthe? And I gave it to like a 17-year-old per bottle.
That's illegal. Jordan.
This was over 7 years ago. I can't get me in trouble. It was so gross. It was licorice.
It is bad.
She was like tripping. It was, oh my God.
And it is.
No question about why I'm partying with a 17. We'll let that pass. She was 18.
That's what she said. It is I Forgot Day. I had something memorized for this, but I forgot.
That's not a carryover from the bad dad joke day also, is it?
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Mount Rushmore is in the news, and we just talked about it for On This Day in History, so I have a Mount Rushmore story.
You do.
Have you ever been?
I have been.
Okay. So, in 2004, I visited Seattle for the first time, and I loved it. I was living in North Carolina, and I met people that were awesome, and I was like, all right, I'm moving there. Mm-hmm. So I packed all my stuff in my car when I got back to Raleigh, North Carolina, and then drove my crappy car from Raleigh, North Carolina, to Seattle, Washington, to move there. And it was awesome because I did it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of crazy, but it's one of those things you got to do once in life, I feel like, you know.
Drive across the country?
Yeah, and just do something like that alone, because then you really learn who you are. And I drove so far, like, without falling asleep. It was crazy. I would just keep going and going and going. But finally, I was like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep. Actually, my car started to kind of overheat, and I was like, okay. Because I did this in the middle of August.
Yikes, that's a good point to stop.
So I stayed the night in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Yep.
And I remember just like laying on the bed and then waking up like 12 hours later, right? So it's morning. The sun is just coming up. It's kind of beautiful. It was August, and so it was very hot, but it was a good temperature. I had a convertible. It was a little crappy convertible, but I still had a convertible. And so in the morning, I get in my car to keep moving out west, and all of a sudden, I see this sign with an arrow that says Mount Rushmore this way.
And?
And so I was like, okay, when the hell am I ever going to be here again? I should probably go look at this thing, right? And this was also before I had GPS. 2004, I didn't have GPS. So I literally had a map, right? And you know how good I am at finding things, right? Anyway, so I followed the sign, and then there was another sign. Same thing. Mount Rushmore, this way. No distance or anything, right? Eight times.
What?
Eight times.
How?
I get to the end of this road, and it's like, Mount Rushmore, this way. All right, cool. And then I get to the end of that one, Mount Rushmore, this way. All right, cool. Finally.
So what do you do?
Finally. After the eighth one, going to the ninth one. And again, no GPS. I don't know how close or far I am. I can't read a map. What the hell am I doing navigating alone, right? I pull over on the highway, and I look in the mirror, and I go, do I really beeping care about seeing the stupid thing? And then I go, no. And then I turned around, and I never saw it. So now I have to see it.
All that effort, and you gave up.
I gave up, yeah. Because I didn't know where the hell it was.
How did they not put distances on those?
I don't know. That's my problem.
That's so
with
vague.
Mount Rushmore. Now I've got to go back at some point.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Pretty much all concerts have been canceled in Austin, Texas. But because this venue receives at least 51% of its sales through food, it's classified as a restaurant and can stay open. And Vanilla Ice is scheduled to perform there this Friday. Mr. Ice said, we're going to relive what, the
night. Mr. Ice?
Yeah, what's wrong
Isn't
with that?
Isn't his name like Rob Van Winkle?
Something like that.
Okay. What did Mr. Ice say?
Mr. Ice said, we're going to relive the 90s when we didn't have coronavirus.
Oh, my God. Mm. Man, Vanilla Ice. Wow. Only performer. Nobody has performed in this country in 3 to 4 to 5 months, right? Mm-hmm. But the one person that's going to do it, Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
The story's all over the news right now. All right.
And Cruz yesterday morning removed a plaque dedicating the Country Club Plaza fountain to Mr. Nichols. Less than 24 hours after they decided to rename the fountain. But there's no word yet on what they will rename that fountain.
talk about getting stuff done fast.
That was quick.
For real.
Usually government action isn't too swift.
I know. That was like a breakup. Breakup. Get your stuff out of my house. I've already moved on.
And Kansas City Royals season ticket holders. Kansas City Royals season ticket holders can be in the stands this year without actually being at Kauffman Stadium.
How the hell?
You can send in a photo and photo $40, and they will make a life-size cutout and place it in your
Shut
seat.
Shut up.
Yeah,
Shut
how
up.
Amazing is that?
Shut up. So $40, that's it?
Right? That's pretty cheap.
Why do I not have more of those things? That's hilarious.
So when they're on the television, maybe you'll just see yourself sitting in the stands.
What, your cardboard cutout? I'm dead.
Right.
Anything to make money.
I'd do it. And Netflix just released its reboot of Unsolved Mysteries yesterday.
This was all over the place yesterday.
There are 12 episodes to unfurl and investigate, and the original host, Robert Stack, will not be returning as he is dead.
That'd be real cool, though. If Netflix, if anybody could do it, Netflix.
That would be the ultimate Unsolved Mystery.
Summon his voice. Yeah, right in time for a long weekend of social distancing, new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. I cannot wait. I literally cannot wait.
You'll have all these watched by Monday, right?
I'll have all of them watched by noon.
1, 2, 3. Jordan Silver on the bus.
You never know what's going to trend, but if you have a good-looking face, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to trend. I mean, selfies from good-looking people do so well on all the social medias. Yes, I am a little bit jealous, but whatever. We've seen this happen before with, like, was it Hot Convict?
Yeah, the hot felon, the mugshot guy who eventually got a modeling contract.
Yeah.
Alex from Target.
Yep.
The hot NASA Mars Mohawk guy. Remember him?
Yep. It's about people's faces. I mean, even Ted Bundy. Back in the day, I watched some documentaries where they would interview women that would say, oh, there's no way that he did all that violent stuff. He's so handsome. That's what they would say because of the way that your face molded. Things are different for you. It's true. Come on. I mean, kids, sorry. That's the truth. I hate it. I wish it wasn't that way because I'm not one of them. But I'm also someone that totally will fall for it as well, because I was scrolling through Instagram this morning, and I really don't mean to be this person, but there's a place called Katie's Kennel in KCMO. It is a dog grooming, pet sitting kind of
place. Okay, you love those Instagram channels.
I love Instagram channels that have pets in them. Anyway, so I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see their ad for an event they have tomorrow. Hello, Dr. Tony. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. He is on their Instagram.
Wow.
I was scrolling and I was like, well, this has to be an ad for something national. There's no way.
Again.
This local dude, Dr. Tony.
That's an attractive man.
It just got warm in here. He's holding a Frenchie. He loves dogs. He's totally married and has kids. But damn, like, I feel like this could be one of those viral things if we have his consent to do that. But yeah, like, Dr. Tony on Katie's Kennel's Instagram here in Kansas City. I think I like dogs now.
Dogs or men?
I don't know. I'm confused. I thought I only felt this way about three people. Gavin Rossdale, David Beckham, and Snow Cone.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
I know what I'm about to do is shoot myself in the foot.
Then why would you do it?
Because I feel like Buzz Family and everyone needs to know the information. Freedom of Information Act. So, yeah, this is probably going to make me some enemies when it comes down to bidding on it. But last night, I went into a rabbit hole researching Sour Castle in KCK using my newspaper archive login to go back in the day, the 1870s.
There's a lot of information
and read
on it.
About it. Yes. There's crazy history about this castle that I want to buy. This castle I want to buy.
I know, but financially, this is a very, very, very big responsibility. And you know the pitfalls of buying or purchasing a dilapidated historic home?
Yeah, there's a movie about it from the 80s with Tom Hanks.
The Money Pit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it basically destroys their lives, career, marriage, and everything else that they've done.
I know. This is one of those things. It's like my head and my heart. My head is like, what the hell is wrong with you? Do not buy Sour Castle that has been condemned and unsafe to live in since the 1990s, by the way.
Yeah.
My head is saying that, but my heart is saying, oh, there's something there. There's something there. And as I was doing research, like I said, when I get excited about something, I go all in. And I'm telling you, I didn't even get up from my couch to go to the bathroom more than once. I didn't eat anything yesterday. I just sat here on my computer researching the history of Sour Castle. Because, you know, you can Google it and there's like a Wikipedia page and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was like, eh, you're not... I'm going to get the real history on this place if I do the research myself. And it was arduous because newspapers are very hard to read, especially ones that are scanned and like back in the day. Yeah. Like, but anyway, dude, there's crazy history with Sour Castle. First off, there's allegedly underground tunnels.
What? What did they say what they were used for?
Yeah, the... Anton or Anthony Sauer. Mm-hmm. That was a pain in the ass for me to figure out. Some newspapers calling him Anton Sauer. Some calling him Anthony Sauer.
Do you think they're the same person?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They are. Just the information is just all over the place. I did a search for Anton Sauer, and then I got X amount of results, and then I saw in a newspaper that they referred to him as Antoine, as Anthony in his obituary, and I started searching for that name, and it was great. But he wanted to start, and he never got through with it before he died of dysentery, like somebody on the Oregon Trail. Yeah. He wanted to start, like, making wine.
Oh, like a wine cellar?
Like, making wine. Like, yes. And so he found this area of his property where he wanted to put the wine... to grow the grapes for wine. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but there are underground ways to get there.
Why would you need underground ways to get there?
Because he was a cool dude. This guy, Anton / Anthony Sauer, every 5 years, he would just completely change what he was doing as far as a business. Like, he started out selling leathers. Mm-hmm. When he came in to New York City from Germany, and then did great there. And then at one point, dude goes to mine for gold during the gold rush. I'm telling you, this guy is super interesting. And all of the newspapers, even ones back in the day, have listed him as one of the founders of the city, one of like the great original entrepreneurs that helped make Kansas City what it is.
That's a pretty significant person / house.
I know. That's why I want it.
I know that I absolutely understand the appeal of it and get the emotion of why you want this, but you need to fully realize that this could ruin you.
Do you know how many people have tried to do what I want to do in history?
Restore old homes?
Restore the Sour Castle in KCK. So many.
There's
so
a lot of
many.
People that want this house.
For $39,000 tax estimated value, it comes with like two acres of land. Originally, Anton Sauer owned 3 miles of land for Sauer Castle. And then when he passed away, his family started selling it off lot by lot by lot because he owned 3 miles of property.
That's a significant amount.
But the coolest thing so far, and man, I'm just scratching the surface about this house and this family, mm-hmm. the Sauer family. 1879, which was the year that he died, the family built a fence around Sauer Castle in KCK. So while the worker, one of them, is digging to put the fence in, he hits something.
Which would be?
I'm dead serious. He hits something. So he starts digging it up, and they unearth basically an entire base for another house.
What?
Yeah, really weird. But the weirdest part is that on the base, on the four corners, there were arrows that all pointed in the same direction.
What for? What? Did they...
Treasure!
What?
Treasure! I guess. I don't know. They did follow the arrows, and they didn't find anything back in 1879. But that could be damn buried treasure! It's Sour Castle, and I know I'm shooting myself in the foot because I know someone with way, 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 way more money than me, like Patrick Mahomes, is maybe listening, and it's like, oh, I'm going to bid on that. I'm going to outbid her, but oh, I have the best intentions. I want Sour Castle in Kansas City, Kansas.
I mean, if you're prepared for the destruction of your wallet.
But I feel it in my heart. You don't. You know, when you feel something, probably how you felt about your wife.
Yeah, but she didn't cost me $500,000.
Just wait. Keep her happy.
But do you know the deals, the ordinances, the probably lead paint, asbestos, mold, the boards you have to get approval from to do anything?
Yes, I know that there's going to be a long and lengthy process, but what the hell else am I doing with my life? I'm not getting married, having kids and a family. No, I'm going to be the old lady with a bunch of cats, like you said, Grey Gardens, in the Sour Castle. And you can, like, fix it up room by room by room. You know, you don't have to do this as, like, a whole thing.
Are you going to live there while it's remodeling?
I mean, not until they put AC in that bitch. Mm-mm. I know. I want to restore it to, like, its original way that it was, but that bitch getting air conditioning, because that is not something that that I can live without now that I have ever done that. But the stories that you told me about Anton Sauer dying in his house.
In the master bedroom?
Yep, that is true. I found the news story for that. Also, they really loved to have funerals for the family in the house.
So common that, thing back then.
That is maybe why the ghosts became a thing. Also, do you see this little girl?
Oh.
That's the one that drowned.
Oh, is it a year on that one?
Yep, that is. Hold on.
Looks newer than...
September 1st, 1940. So she died August 31st, 1940. Cecilia Marie Perkins, too, drowns at home. Apparently fell in the water while playing in the yard. Daughter of Mr. and Mrs. John H. Perkins, fourth generation descendants of the Sauer family that live in the castle. The body was discovered by Miss Agnes Wilson, 25, daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Walter Wilson, who live next door, 947 Shawnee Road. And they are related. Besides her parents, the child is survived by a sister, Shirley Ann Perkins. The mom was making dinner, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Wasn't paying attention to the fact that the little girl was out running around. I mean, it was the 40s. I don't know, but...
Cecilia?
Cecilia.
At least you know the name of one of the ghosts there?
You know what there is one thing that I did read that kind of... possibly maybe deterred me from
what?
The idea what? Of buying Sauer Castle in KCK because it's finally up for auction. When is the auction? I don't know. I don't know yet.
Financial ruin wasn't enough?
No. You think I'm worried about financial ruin? Look at me. And that is, that just means I have no shame. That's what I mean when I say look at me.
What's the one thing that possibly deterred you from buying this castle?
Okay, so I'm reading the newspaper. 1915, 1917 is when Sauer's wife passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they're talking about her in the obituary, they say that Mrs. Sauer lived in the old castle. So in 1915, they're writing about Sauer Castle in the Kansas City Times and the Kansas City Kansan, and they're calling it old in 1915, the old castle.
That was 105 years ago, the Kansas City called it old.
Yes, and it became condemned and unsafe to live in 1990. And yep, it's my dream. It's my dream. It's my goal.
Even though all the red flags.
I am obviously colorblind to red flags. Have you not seen my dating history?
Never stopped you before.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just might as well be insane and just go with it. Oh. The Buzz family is like 50-50 with this thing. They're like, that's a great idea. It sounds like you really want to... do it, Sauer Castle. You want to make it what it was. BuzzFam, I found old articles that described what every room was like and what they were decorated like.
If you could restore that to that original state.
Except for air conditioning, I'm telling you. And somebody texted in, the AC alone is going to cost a lot of money, Jordan. This is crazy. Fine. I don't care. I'll live in a condemned house with air conditioning. That's all that matters. I'm telling you. That's it. Somebody else goes, you realize that Sauer Castle is haunted, right? I don't believe in ghosts. I just don't.
I mean, after you spend a few nights in there, maybe you will.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let me try it for a night. The guy who owns it lives in New York, and he tried to restore it a couple times.
That's the great-great-grandson?
Something like that. Yeah, there's a couple all the way, Ancestry.com leafs from him. But he tried it. He hired somebody to redo it, and that person stole, like, all the stuff on the inside.
Got charged in 96 with felony?
Yep.
Stealing all the, yeah.
See, this house is calling me. Yes, Jordan just signed a deal with Nat Geo. Easy. Financial ruin prevented. Boom! That's it. I'm sure I know someone at Nat Geo. I'm such a nerd.
Is there anything still in the house of anything of value of sort?
Somebody shot a video of it in 2011, the inside, and I'm not sure that that would be the state that it's in now, because people would break in and then they would, you know, graffiti and damage things. So I don't know. But in the 60s, the house started to really go downhill, and it became a thing where kids back in the day would go see the house, and then the owner would come out with a shotgun. And literally shoot at people to get the hell off his property.
Can't do that.
What's his name? Something Barry.
Paul Barry.
Yeah, there we go. Nice job. Mm-hmm. You did your research on my future home as well.
You just had to know what you're getting into here.
I gotta do it. This is like the biggest decision of my life, isn't it? I mean, I am going this weekend to just go be in the vicinity of it. Obviously, there's a fence and you can't, like, go into it. And just see it with some friends and be like, all right, that really isn't doable. Mm-hmm. Or, all right.
You should get a good sense of the feeling, whether it's calling you or whether to avoid this disaster of a financial decision.
Yes, but again, we know that I am very bad at reading red flags. I know I'm obsessed, and I'm bringing the whole entire Buzz family with me through this obsession as I do more research and learn about Sauer Castle, which goes up for auction. I don't know when yet, but I want it. Chris, there may be buried treasure. There's a very, very good sign that there's buried treasure. A lot more signs that there's buried treasure there than that stupid TV show, The Curse of Oak Island.
I've tried to convince you of all the red flags and the major expenses that will happen, but if you're the one who's financially on the hook, I will fully support this.
Is this going to be like when you and I went to the casino?
It would be exactly like that, where you put in the money and I pull the lever?
Yes, yeah, that's all he did, Buzzman. I put in the money, my own money, and he's like, can I pull it once? And I'm like, yes, it's sure. And so, you know, like a child, sure, you can pull it, yes. You can also push the elevator buttons when we take the elevator, Chris. And then he just kept going, ring-a-ding. My whole $20 gone.
That's what you're supposed to do, though.
I know. I'm supposed to do it. It was my money. I thought you were just going to do it once, but I can totally see you doing something like that to an extreme level if I buy Sauer Castle.
I mean, yeah, we're going to be doing this together for sure. You're just going to be paying all the bills.
Yeah. Why not? Again, like I said, when you're like, this could be a financial ruin, I'm like, I don't care. Why? Not because I'm rich or anything, but because I have no shame. I'm reading the fact that I catfished a girl 20 years ago on the radio. You think I have shame?
I mean, the worst thing that could happen is there's many people that want to buy this home, correct?
Right. And I'm so stupid for getting on the radio and telling people that probably would buy it, that there's buried treasure possibly there, that there's tunnels there, which we just got a confirmation about the tunnels.
You're just upping the price here.
I know.
But the worst thing that could happen, if you buy this and put some money into it, you can always resell it if you do get destitute and broke, right?
I'm always destitute. Destitute is my middle name.
Well, then this may be the journey for you.
That's what I'm saying. Something is calling me. Actually, somebody texted that. The house is calling you. You need to do this. I'm like, oh my God, that's how every scary movie starts. It is. I realize that. We got a text in that someone... Where is it? This is worth it. Hold on, BuzzFam, hold on. Me and a couple friends went in Halloween 2012, and we went into the tunnels you talked about.
How did you get into the tunnels if you don't go into the house? Do they go into the house?
They are supposed to go to the wine cellar. But listen to this. We were literally chased out by something, and when we got home, all three of us had scratches on our backs as if someone scratched us with their five fingers, their hand, not just random scratches. That's hot.
No.
Oh.
I think I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
When people claw you as you're running out of their home?
That's hot. No? All right. What do you mean you changed your mind? Are you on board with me?
I'm fully on board with you, but I'm just going to be hesitant the first night that we spend the night there.
Oh, we're going to spend it together? I love this. Hey, maybe I'm not dying alone. Oh, I'm with you. AC and toilet. That's the whole thing that you need. Yes, that's it. I'm not moving into that thing because unless there is a toilet and air conditioning. Though the biggest selling point.
What's that?
Came via a text message yesterday when I informed my mother of this, quote, crazy idea.
What'd she say?
To buy the castle. So my parents basically built their own house. You know, they do this kind of stuff for fun. They're putting in a $20,000 patio by themselves.
For fun,
to make the house worth more.
Yeah.
And once she told me that, she gave me a guesstimate about how much it would even begin to cost to do this. I just asked her if she had a life insurance plan at that amount of money, and she said no, but I'm sure that you could get some, like, grants or something from the Historic Society.
Absolutely. And you get funding for creating a TV show around it?
And I'm funny. It could be like The Money Pit, but, like, real life. The Money Pit, KCK. Mixed with Grey Gardens. Oh, my God. It sells itself.
It's already a hit.
Yeah. No, see, that's the thing, though. That's the one thing that I would uniquely bring into it. Hey, I'm going to make a real funny TV show, reality show about building a house, fixing up an old decrepit house while also being a total spinster, crazy cat lady. But as I was saying earlier, the number one thing that made me go like, okay, I'm buying this, sold, sight unseen. My mother texted me this, quote, "That's the perfect house for you. If you never want me to come visit."
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. Vanilla Ice is performing at a restaurant in Austin, Texas tomorrow.
The only person to perform in the United States of America in the past 4 months, and it's that guy.
And the J.C. Nichols plaque was removed from the Country Club Plaza fountain. Royal season ticket holders can purchase life-size cutouts of them to put in their seats this season, which is amazing.
And Netflix, what are you going to do with those at the end, you know?
Ooh, I hope they get to keep them.
I hope so, too. Okay.
And Netflix is rebooting Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, they dropped it yesterday. I'm so excited. All right, what about the 8 o'clock news,
Chris?
Bishop, what do you got for
Briggs, us? Her Depop drop is not new music. Depop is actually a fashion marketplace where she's selling her own clothes, not merchandise. Her actual clothing, and there are still a few items left if you search Bishop Briggs on Depop.
Almost sold out within a minute, so that's so funny. You know, with K-pop being music, it makes sense why you and I have never been to Depop.com.
We can't know everything.
Right. But we're pretty close.
We're very close.
We know a lot of other stuff. What else is going on in the news?
Jackson County moved to phase 2.5 yesterday, which opens playgrounds and splash pads. And doubles gathering sizes to 100 and allows organizers to host fairs, parades, and festivals.
It says that you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask in the splash pad, too?
That's a good question.
Talk about a three-piece bathing suit. The bottoms, the tops, and then your matching mask. All right, what else?
San Francisco police will stop releasing the mugshots of people who have been arrested unless they pose a threat to the public, as part of an effort to stop perpetuating racial stereotypes. They said this is just one small step. We hope this will be something that others might consider doing as well.
I don't have a mugshot, but I have a friend who got in some trouble, and after all the financial ruin that you get into from getting in trouble, there's also these websites that take your mugshot and then they like put it on all these other websites, so they really boost it so that when you Google the name of the person and click pictures, that's the first thing that pops up, and then they want thousands of dollars to stop doing what they're doing.
How is that not? Is that extortion?
That's, I mean, extortion as hell, but they can do it, and it's crazy. So that's kind of nice that they're getting rid of that because, oof.
Yeah. And Mike Judge is relaunching and reimagining the Beavis and Butthead franchise as part of a sizable deal that includes 2 seasons for Comedy Central. And he said the new show will enter a whole new Generation Z world that'll be relatable to new fans who may be unfamiliar with the original series. No word on when it will be released yet.
If those were real people, they'd be dead by now, I feel like. Oh, yes, maybe some Butthead.
Yeah.
They would have done something stupid and, like, electrocuted themselves.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I am not getting out of here yet, but I'm also not getting out of here before a 3-day weekend without playing a new song for you because I was wasting my life on Twitter, and Lovely the Band came out with a new song. You loaded it in, Chris.
Yeah, it slaps.
Does that feel weird to say?
It feels like I'm denouncing it by saying it slaps, because usually slaps a bad thing, but in this generation, slap is a good thing.
Right.
Apparently.
It slaps.
Yeah.
It totally slaps. The song is called IDWGTYP.
Do we know what that stands for?
No, I was looking in at the lyrics for the chorus, too, and I couldn't find anything that stands for that.
I don't want to go to your
party.
Place?
Oh, my God. Oh. No, to your party.
Your party?
I don't want to go to your party. That is a lyric in the damn song.
Oh, did
you
I just crack it?
Out? Yes, ding, ding, ding. I wish we were on Wheel of Fortune or something like that, as opposed to just doing a radio show. Damn. Well, their new album comes out in late August, but here is I Don't Want to Go to Your Party. Brand new Lovely the Band. It slaps. Look out, Nicolas Cage. You, Christopher Minders, are giving him a run for his money with a National Treasure hunt, being able to figure out things.
I'm rather proud of myself for just coming up with that.
I feel rather blonde for not coming up with that, as those are the absolute first lyrics
How did
to
you
the
miss
song.
That?
Shut up! It's been a long life, okay? Not just day, not just hour, life. That was Lovely the Band, their brand new song that they dropped last night. IDWGTYP, which stands for?
I don't want to go to your party.
Album comes out, their new one comes out on August 28th, but they dropped that one. You can get it anywhere that you get music. You know, when he's talking about parties in there, I was thinking, if I buy Sour Castle, we can have Gatsby parties. Gatsby parties!
That's alone a reason to buy it now. Can you put your bid in? Because Gatsby Party sounds like the most amazing thing.
In a castle! Gatsby Party's in a castle! This is my house! This is my house.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
As if this year couldn't be depressing enough. There's like nobody's doing fireworks for the 4th of July.
That's the worst.
It is. The 4th of July without fireworks is like when you order a pizza and your postmate forgets to pick up your ranch. Devastating.
Or it's like Halloween, and you don't hear children crying.
Okay. It's like Christmas without Santa.
It's like Thanksgiving without the food.
Pretty much. You're right. It's pretty devastating. That basically nobody is doing any fireworks except for the Lone Ranger. Check the news. You'll get it. But while the 4th is kind of feels lackluster without fireworks. Mama's got us.
What?
Mama has got us.
Well, I heard you.
Mama's got us. Mama's got us.
Mama's got us.
Mother Nature. There is going to be on Saturday night a lunar eclipse that we can see from North America.
That's the moon lunar eclipse. Well, that's, I suppose, a consolation prize for not having fireworks.
That's better than fireworks. That, the next one isn't going to happen until 2022. Actually, the way that COVID is going, it feels like nothing's going to happen.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Oh, I'm so into this 3-day weekend that we're getting starting very soon. 3-day weekend. It's going to be weird, but it's a 3-day weekend. You know, when I viewed my apartment before I decided to rent it, the point that the realtor was making was that they like, oh, you're going to be able to throw the best 4th of July party here because your view is basically where the fireworks are.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply this year.
It didn't apply last year either, by the way. It rained. I don't know if you remember, but it rained last year, and there was fog, and the 4th of July fireworks down at River Market were postponed, and then they happened, but all the fireworks went up into the clouds. It was so lackluster.
You couldn't see them. That's not what we you want the 4th of July to be.
Exactly. Well, then this year, no different, really. Just none. No fireworks. It's just going to be... It's going to be... A weird weekend, but we've got to do it. So we're going to do it. We're going to make our way through it.
Absolutely. A great three-day weekend.
Yeah, especially if it's so crappy outside, I can spend more time researching Sour Castle. You know, I'm going to go there this weekend.
Are you?
Yes, I'm not going in.
You're going to go see the surrounding areas, see if it's a neighborhood you want to be in.
Yeah. Yeah. And see what kind of vibes I get from
perfect.
That. What are you doing this weekend?
I'll probably be spending it in my pool. What?
Chris.
What?
The way you said that makes it sound like you have a pool.
I do have a pool.
No, you don't. It's not really a pool.
It is a contraption that holds water that I swim in. Therefore, it's a pool?
Technically, yes, you are correct. I'll let you have this one. But the way that you just said it, and the way that you have been referring to your pool all week. Hey, yeah, I'll be at your drag performance in a minute. I'm just like, you know, kicking it by the pool. I love that you are so proud of the fact that this is no lie, BuzzFam. You need to put a picture of this thing on Instagram so BuzzFam can see this, all right? It is a kiddie pool.
What do you, do I need to preface, oh, I'm going to go spend the weekend in my kiddie pool? I can just
That's
say
more
pool.
Realistic.
Yeah, but it's details that don't matter. I skim the pool on a daily basis.
You do. He does do that, BuzzFam.
I add chlorine to make sure the water's clear.
A children-sized pool, BuzzFamily.
We have a water pool tarp to keep the leaves and the bugs out.
How much water fits in that? Like 3 liters?
370 gallons.
Oh, damn.
Jordan.
That's a lot of toilet flushes.
And I'm going to thoroughly enjoy my pool this weekend.
If you're happy, then I'm happy. I just wanted the Buzz family to know that when you say your pool, you are not talking about some endless pool that's even dug into the ground. It's not even an above-ground pool. It's a child's pool, which is cute. I love that for you. I don't have a pool.
I can float without touching the bottom or the edges, and that's all I need. If now, I close my eyes or look at the sky, I can pretend I'm anywhere in the world.
I love that. Can you take a video of that? Because I don't believe you. I believe that you are lying.
I will post on my Instagram my amazing backyard pool.
Please, ASAP, because I want the Buzz family to see this thing. And I'm glad that you're proud of it. You should be proud of the things that you own. I love that. I mean, for crying out loud, the pool that I want and the house that I want, a little girl died in.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
I am not getting out of here yet. But I'm also not getting out of here before a three-day weekend without playing a new song for you because I was wasting my life on Twitter and Lovely the Band came out with a new song. You loaded it in, Chris.
Yeah, it slaps.
Does that feel weird to say?
It feels like I'm denouncing it by saying it slaps because usually slaps a bad thing. But in this generation, slap is a good thing.
Right.
Apparently.
It slaps.
Yeah.
It totally slaps. The song is called IDWGTYP.
Do we know what that stands for?
No, I was looking in at the lyrics for the chorus too, and I couldn't find anything that stands for that.
I don't want to go to
your party.
Place.
Oh my god, no, to your party.
Your party?
I don't want to go to your party. That is a lyric in the damn song.
Oh, did
you
I just crack it?
Out? Yes, ding ding ding. I wish we were on Wheel of Fortune or something like that, as opposed to just doing a radio show. Damn. Well, their new album comes out in late August, but here is I Don't Want to Go to Your Party. Brand new Lovely the Band. It slaps. I don't want to go to your party anymore. Look out, Nicolas Cage. You, Christopher Minders, are giving him a run for his money with a national treasure hunt, being able to figure out things.
I'm rather proud of myself for just coming up with that.
I feel rather blonde for not coming up with that, as those are the absolute first lyrics
How did
to
you
the
miss
song.
That?
Shut up! It's been a long life, okay? Not just day, not just hour, life.
That was Lovely the Band, their brand new song that they dropped last night. IDWGTYP, which stands for?
I Don't Want to Go to Your Party.
Album comes out, their new one comes out on August 28th, but they dropped that one. You can get it anywhere that you get music. You know, when he's talking about parties in there, I was thinking, if I buy Sour Castle, we can have Gatsby parties. Gatsby parties!
That's alone a reason to buy it now. Can you put your bid in? Because Gatsby parties sounds like the most amazing thing.
In a castle! Gatsby parties in a castle! This is my house! This is my house.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the bus.
If this year couldn't be depressing enough, there's like nobody's doing fireworks for the 4th of July.
That's the worst.
It is. The 4th of July without fireworks is like when you order a pizza and your postmate forgets to pick up your ranch. Devastating.
Or it's like Halloween and you don't hear children crying.
Okay. It's like Christmas without Santa.
It's like Thanksgiving without the food.
Pretty much. You're right. It's pretty devastating that basically nobody is doing any fireworks except for the Lone Ranger. Check the news. You'll get it. But while the 4th is kind of feels lackluster without fireworks, Mama's got us.
What?
Mama has got us.
Well, I heard you.
Mama's got us. Mother Nature. There is going to be on Saturday night a lunar eclipse that we can see from North America.
That's the moon lunar eclipse. Well, that's, I suppose, a consolation prize for not having fireworks.
That's better than fireworks. That the next one isn't going to happen until 2022. Actually, the way that COVID is going, it feels like nothing's going to happen.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
Oh, I'm so into this 3-day weekend that we're getting starting very soon. 3-day weekend. It's going to be weird. But it's a 3-day weekend. You know, when I viewed my apartment before I decided to rent it, the point that the realtor was making was that they were like, oh, you're going to be able to throw the best 4th of July party here because your view is basically where the fireworks are.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply this year.
It didn't apply last year either, by the way. It rained. I don't know if you remember. But it rained last year, and there was fog, and the 4th of July fireworks down at River Market were postponed, and then they happened. But all the fireworks went up into the clouds. It was so lackluster.
You couldn't see them. That's not what you want the 4th of July to be.
Exactly. Well, then this year, no different, really. Just none. No fireworks. It's just going to be, it's going to be a weird weekend, but we've got to do it. So we're going to do it. We're going to make our way through it.
Absolutely. A great 3-day weekend.
Yeah, especially if it's so crappy outside, I can spend more time researching Sour Castle, you know? I'm going to go there this weekend.
Are you?
Yes, I'm not going in.
You're going to go see the surrounding areas, see if it's a neighborhood you want to be in?
Yeah. Yeah. And see what kind of vibes I get from
that.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'll probably be spending it in my pool. What?
Chris.
What?
The way you said that makes it sound like you have a pool.
I do have a pool.
No, you don't. It's not really a pool.
It is a contraption that holds water that I swim in. Therefore, it's a pool?
Technically, yes, you are correct. I'll let you have this one. But the way that you just said it, and the way that you have been referring to your pool all week, hey, yeah, I'll be at your drag performance in a minute. I'm just like, you know, kicking it by the pool. I love that you are so proud of the fact that this is no lie, BuzzFam. You need to put a picture of this thing on Instagram so BuzzFam can see this, all right? It is a kiddie pool.
What do you, do I need to preface, oh, I'm going to go spend the weekend in my kiddie pool? I can just say
pool. More realistic.
Yeah, but it's details that don't matter. I skim the pool on a daily basis.
You do. He does do that, BuzzFam.
I add chlorine to make sure the water's clear.
A children-sized pool, BuzzFam.
We have a water pool tarp to keep the leaves and the bugs out.
How much water fits in that? Like 3 liters?
370 gallons.
Damn.
Jordan.
That's a lot of toilet flushes.
And I'm going to thoroughly enjoy my pool. school this weekend.
If you're happy, then I'm happy. I just wanted the Buzz family to know that when you say your pool, you are not talking about some endless pool that's even dug into the ground. It's not even an above-ground pool. It's a child's pool, which is cute. I love that for you. I don't have a pool.
I can float without touching the bottom or the edges, and that's all I need. If now, I close my eyes or look at the sky, I can pretend I am anywhere in the world.
I love that. Can you take a video of that? Because I don't believe you. I believe that you are lying.
I will post on my Instagram my amazing backyard pool.
Please, ASAP, because I want the Buzz family to see this thing. And I'm glad that you're proud of it. You should be proud of the things that you own. I love that. I mean, for crying out loud, the pool that I want and the house that I want, a little girl died in.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.